It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. From here, we'll go anywhere technology and innovation are changing our lives and our society. We're spending our first week exploring how this city, already big in finance, media, and advertising, can also lay claim to a serious tech culture. And speaking of advertising, you know those ads that are scattered across the pages you're trying to read on the web? Facebook had been making the most money from those, but a new forecast shows Google will earn the most this year. What does this clash of titans mean for mere mortals? Well, for one, Google's lead isn't just coming from tech. There are humans hard at work selling those ads. Google has about 2,000 people working in New York, and about half of them are marketing folks. That's one reason the company bought this gargantuan building on 8th Avenue. It's not tall, but it sure is wide, like a skyscraper on its side. John Kaplan runs U.S. marketing for Google.
We actually have scooters in the New York office because it takes so long to get to your next meeting.
Why do you need so many boots on the ground here in New York?
New York is certainly the hub of the media industry, as well as many, many customers who are based in this area. So this really becomes the place where you have to do business if you're going to be in technology.
There was an important book that came out at the dawn of the internet age. The idea was the death of distance. The digital world means it doesn't matter where you are, we'll just connect digitally. That's not exactly the case.
People still want to see you. And that's why we've invested so much in New York, because there's a tremendous amount of activity that's happening here every day. Agency discussions that are happening every day, client meetings, they want to hear from you, and distance, that's something distance can't solve.
Is it about the meetings, or is it also about when you're trying to attract the best talent?
Well, I think what's been incredible to see is I started here about 9 years ago, and we were only a sales office at that point. We have grown to be one of the biggest engineering centers outside of California in the country. We added over 750 people last year to Google's New York office alone. And so I think the point is that we continue to hire aggressively. This continues to be the hotbed of technology talent. And for those people who don't really want to live the California lifestyle, New York, there is a place for them in New York, and the technology giants are hiring.
John Kaplan, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
John Kaplan is Managing Director of Sales for Google.
Hey, David, can I say something here?
It's Marketplace's tech reporter in Silicon Valley, Queena Kim.
I just wanted to remind you, you know, before there was Silicon Alley, there was Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but New York is number two or number three as a tech capital, depending on how you count.
Let's trace the money. Last year, in 2011, venture capital firms invested $11.8 billion in Silicon Valley. Number two, Boston, with $2.8 billion. And then comes number three, New York, with $2.7 billion.
So you got 11, we got 2. All right, I'm starting to see a difference in scale here.
And now I wanted to do a little bit of a visualization exercise with you. So close your eyes, clear your mind, and I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
What are the tech companies that come to mind? And tell me the first ones.
New York-based Foursquare, New York-based Etsy.
Oh, come on. I was thinking more like Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Apple, Pinterest. And have you ever heard of Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Cisco, Oracle?
And what unites them all is they're from?
Silicon Valley.
Marketplace's Queena Kim in Silicon Valley. Next time, technology and democracy. Online companies hoping to make voter registration easy. And their deadlines are fast approaching. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.